right, so I'm jumping the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date, today being the 22nd of December, just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 69 AD, Roman Emperor Vestilius was captured and murdered at the Gemonian Stairs by soldiers loyal to his rival Vespasian. Vitellius had served as emperor for only 8 months following the quick succession of the previous emperors, Galba and Otho, in the year of civil war known as the Year of the Four Emperors. It's worth noting, I think, Vitellius knew that he had lost support as emperor and was actually prepared to abdicate the throne for Vespasian so that Vespasian could take over peacefully. But apparently that wasn't good enough for Vespasian, who had Vitellius killed instead and then, of course, took over. Year 609, the Prophet Muhammad, founder of Islam, claimed to have received his first revelation, a message direct from God, on December 22nd. The Sino-Burmese War, sometimes described as the most disastrous frontier war the Qing dynasty ever waged, ended in a truce on today's date in 1769. 1808, Ludwig van Beethoven conducted and performed at a concert in Vienna, premiering his Fifth Symphony, Sixth Symphony, Fourth Piano Concerto, and Choral Fantasy. The King Expedition of 1817 departed from Sydney on the HMS Mermaid on December 22nd in an attempt to explore and make a rough survey of the northern and northwest coasts of Australia. The expedition took 30 weeks, and in spite of setbacks such as the loss of two of their three anchors, food poisoning, and a death among the crew, it was considered largely to be a success. On today's date in 1885, Itto Hirobumi, a samurai, became the first Prime Minister of Japan. A samurai as Prime Minister, that is way cooler than being a former lawyer like our current PM, Malcolm Turnbull. 1911, the Commonwealth Bank of Australia was established on today's date. December 22nd, Susan Grace Benny became the first Australian woman elected to a local government body when she was made member of Brighton Council in 1919. 1944, during the Battle of the Bulge of World War II, German troops demanded the surrender of United States troops at Bastogne in Belgium. The famous one-word reply from the American general, General Anthony McAuliffe: nuts. Nuts to that, I believe. In 1989, Berlin's Brandenburg Gate reopened after nearly 30 years, effectively ending the division of East and West Germany. And finally, on today's date in 2010, the repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, the 17-year-old policy banning homosexuals from serving openly in the United States military, was signed into law by President Barack Obama. Got some very famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Barbara Billingsley, June Cleaver, was born on today's date in 1919. Ralph Fiennes is 55. An American politician and alleged Zodiac killer, Ted Cruz, is 47 this morning. Wouldn't be the worst thing he's ever done if he was the killer, would it? Got some very famous musos for us as well this morning. James Gurley of the psychedelic rock band Big Brother and the Holding Company, it was born on today's date, 1939. Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick is 71. Eric Chandler of Bowling for Soup is 43. Megan Trainor, she's all about that bass. She's 24 this morning. Happy birthday, Megan. Of course, we are going out on this one this morning. This one going out to brothers Maurice and Robin Gibb, better known as the Bee Gees, along with their older brother Barry Gibb. They were twins, both born in 1949, same day as it usually works with twins. Gone from us now, but as the Bee Gees, they sold more than 220 million records worldwide, making them one of the best-selling music artists of all time. Going out on this one, Too Much Heaven, for this day in history on 2SER 107.3.